wrote in Parshas Tetzaveh many times to the word Tamid. It just struck me as interesting in being Rabbi Sedra. The beginning of the parasha, you have the menorah, and it's described as Lahalos near Tamid. That's the first time you have it in the parasha. Later on, by the Choshen, talks about Aaron carrying his Mishpat Bnei Yisrael Libo, Fnei Hashem Tamid. That's the second reference. Then you have the Tzitz, V'hayal Mitzchot Tamid. And finally, later in the parasha, you have the Olas Tamid, right? Kvasim Bnei Shana Shnaim Aliyom Tamid, Olas Tamid L'dor L'Seichem. So it's at least five times, you can look more carefully, where the Torah uses the word Tamid in the parasha. It's a very important yisod in Yadus about the notion of tamidus, the notion of consistency, the notion of an anchor. It's a simple idea, but it's important to recognize that it has many applications. In other words, there's different types of tamid. Rashi here talks about the tamid of the menorah. In what sense? Kalayla velayla kari tamid. In other words, the fact that it's lit every night. Kemosh amar olas tamid, ve'en elam yom liyom. V'chem b'michas chavitin, tamid. Avot tamar melech ma'panim, mishabbos l'shabbos. So there's different applications. There's a tamid of Shabbos l'shabbos, there's a Shabbos, there's a tamid of layla v'layla. Then there's a tamid of the tzitz, which also has interpretations. What does it mean over there? One of the pshatim Rashi quotes is the din shelo yasiach daito, that a person should not forget that they're wearing the tzitz, and we learn a kav v'chomer to tefillin from this, that there's an iser hesach hadas by tefillin, that a person has to recognize that they have the tefillin on them. There's the tamid of the carbon tamid. It's important to recognize in life that we have to create points in our life that we can always come back to and connect to. And it can mean different things and express itself in different ways. But the notion of hasmada, that's the shorish of hasmada, is you know, to be a masmid means milashin tamid. What does it mean? It means that you come back, certain kviyus, sense an anchor, you come in the morning, you have your routine, you establish the routine, you know when you start learning, you know when you end learning. And so it is in life. Sometimes the tamid is every day. There's aspects of tamid on the daily tamidim kisidram. There's the carbon tamid. There's a kviyus that you can talk about in terms of Shabbos and mishabbos l'shabbos and the chesed and the avoda and the Torah that you do then. There's tamid of an erev Shabbos. The more that we create aspects in our life that can express who we are within, to be mekadesh that time and to fill it with meaning, we're anchoring ourselves in a place that's only going to be able to take us further and move us ahead, propel us ahead. That's a secret to life, the notion of being a tamid, being a masmid. When a person lives their life without an anchor, you know, it's like, you know, they're going to crash, because it's like there's no structure. Tamid is a yisod in life. That to live with a structure, to create a sense of I know when I'm doing what, to be as organized as we could with our time, with our schedule, and to be able to use the time in a way that reinforces those things that we care about most. And Mitzvah Hashem, that's a tremendous recipe for Siyata Dishmaya. We have about 20 or so minutes.